Where and when were you born?
Oh, Lord. I was born right in the house. You know where the tower is up here?
Yeah.
The water tower?
Yeah.
My father built the house down the hill from there. And at that time, I would say that all babies were born at home. I was born in that house. So, yeah, right up, it was 110 Hill Street, right below this thing. I'm 86, I want you to know this old girl is old.
That's not that
I'm
bad.
I'm an antique.
When did you know you wanted to become a teacher?
I think basically all through high school that I had the desire. But then, of course, I went to Milwaukee State Teachers for 1 year, which is now the university in Milwaukee. I had a bad situation there. I had to work for my room and board. And of course, the people were horrible. I was a girl that hadn't been out of Slinger too much. We never had a car or anything. My father died when I was 3, so you were stuck on the hill, you know. But it was horrible. And then, of course, I had to get a boy out of bed at night to the bathroom. He was 8 years old, and if he didn't, then I had to do his laundry in the morning and all this stuff before I was allowed to go to Milwaukee State Teachers. Well, I had lost my interest in really going to school because I absolutely never had a bit of fun. You know, like when you kids go on to school, there should be some time to have some fun. I never was allowed that time. I never had any money. I was given $1 a week for my bus pass. And not that that makes anything, but I met some wonderful people, and I could never be with them. She knew exactly when I was going to leave and how long it would take to get me back to the house. So then I worked for a year. I came home, I said, Mom, this is it. So then they had a rural school building up in Monteville. It was called Dodge County Normal. And that's when they called these schools normal schools for the country school teachers. And I went up there. I finished and I started teaching after that. And then, of course, as I went along, I got night classes. I went to summer school and I graduated from Oshkosh. But how could I say? Teaching in a rural school was like being a mother. Well, first of all, a teacher. A mother, a friend, the janitor. You did everything. You know, unless you had a problem, then one of the school members would come down. Other than that, shoveling, anything. That was your job. Cleaning the outhouse, everything. Doing the sweeping after school, dusting, everything before you left. And I had a school board member that used to come in at night to make sure that we were keeping that building clean. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I went on to another school. You must have known some of the Newbergs, and I had out here at Cooney River. It's near the Faith United Church of Christ. That school was just wonderful. I mean, the kids that were farmers would hurry up and get their chores done. They'd walk to school with a shovel over their back, and they helped me shovel. They helped me do everything. You know, they were very, very good kids. Farmers that had to work, you know. But let's see, the school at Allenton is still being used by the Legion, I think. You know, if you've ever been to Allenton where Zurn Lumber Company is, and you come down Highway W, there's a building on the side. That building is still the old school, but it's the Legion has it.
On Highway W.
On Highway W, it's to the left. There's a river, and you have no idea some of the crazy things the kids did. They got a snapping turtle out of the river, and I said, where are you planning on putting it? Well, can't we have it? I said, no, not with the little kids. So they put it under a wash tub in a room next to the school. And I said, and what do you plan on doing with that poor thing now? Well, we're going to have to get rid of it. So one day I said, okay, boys, I think you had that poor thing in prison long enough. Let's push it near the door and then raise the can up so it goes out the door. But all those kids were crazy. They brought snakes in, and then they'd get out of the things after school when I was doing board work and all this good stuff, you know. And they'd laugh like heck. I'd get a big towel like any girl would probably do it. I'd get a hold of it and dump it back in. But no, you taught, okay, grade-wise. You prayed before you started school. Maybe there wouldn't be a third grader. Maybe there wouldn't be an eighth grader. Maybe there wouldn't be a second grader. That cut your time. You started out teaching first grade, reading, and so on. Then you went to second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. And then you hoped that there weren't going to be some. We were allowed to group like fifth and sixth grade as far as reading were concerned. You could, you know, get the kids together. And then when we finished that, we also went on to math. You did it this about the same way in going through. You had to do this all day long. Music-wise, just like anywhere else ago, I could play the piano, so we had singing in the morning with a book. And then we had a Professor Schwabach came on the radio once or twice a week, and then we would listen, and he would teach music on his level. We always started the day with the Pledge of the Flag. The kids had the choice of what songs they liked to sing, and they had a lot of them that they enjoyed singing.
What was your first teaching job?
Like Allenton.
Allenton.
Was it that one by the river?
Mm-hmm. So now you know somebody taught in that school. Other people taught in that school, too.
I never knew that was a school.
The Cooney River School they tore down. That's the one up near the Faith Church. If you take Slinger Road straight out, you see the church, but on the left side, they tore that one down. And I have never driven past Freeze Lake School, but I taught at Freeze Lake and I taught at Townline School. I subbed in some of those for a half a year, but I don't know if those buildings are there. When you got paid every month, now this was something. You know, here you get your check. You got your check. It's when I taught in Slinger here in the middle school. There, you had to visit every one of your board members after school when it was time to get your check. They wanted to talk to you. It was kind of crazy, you know. And at first, you know, just a new teacher, Allenton didn't do that. I mean, I knew some of the men, and one of the men that was in charge of the school, you would come down probably once a week after school and, you know, ask questions. But other than that, you had to go and see this guy. Then you had to go to in order to get your check signed, you had to go from one school board member to the next. And finally, when the last one, you were very happy. Because, see, I wouldn't get home until 6 o'clock at night sometimes, you know, when it was payday. So, and of course, your day followed with each type of subject matter. And you, if it was math, well, then you had to go through the group of children from first through eighth grade. The Allenton School was a very poor school. A lot of the kids were very poor. On Friday nights after school, I used to call one of the beauticians if she'd bring me hot water. I washed the girls' hair and set it in pin curls, of all things. I mean, to give them a little lift, because they didn't get their hair washed. I had kids that were, legs were dirty. We had a play. I had to take them out in the hall and said, okay, I asked Mrs. Milkey, could you bring hot water? I got to wash up some of these people's feet and legs. They were, I mean, honestly, it was funny. Not in one of my sixth grade girls put her feet out like you are, and you could see she had newspaper, no soles on her shoes. Yeah, I had three fathers in prison at the same time at Allenton. It was not real funny. I mean, I was scared of some of these things, but you had to really love the children. We managed to bake for food. We never, instead of having parties where you have cookies or soda or whatever, you know, chips like we do now, I had the mothers bring hot dishes. That was probably the only time that these kids got a chance to eat a hot meal. So you know what a plate, a mother plate, a teacher plays the plate role of a mother.